Well, you caught us at the beginning of our Christmas show. I'm Steve Charney, the host of this joint, as Spike Lee likes to say. And, you know, we have our Christmas store open today. And, well, you know, you got to have a pretty good store if you're going to compete with Amazon and Walmart and online shopping. And we do. We pretty much got everything. By the way, we also have a Tall Tale Christmas from a fellow called Joe Hayes, Southwestern storyteller. I highly recommend you Google him. Great stories. And this one is about the time he was all alone in a cabin out in the woods. And Harry, me, and Dr. Fenstermacher are going to sing We Three Kings, like maybe you've never heard before. Also, so that's going to be fun. And, well, Harry's here. How you doing, Harry?
I'm doing great, Steve. I'm all excited because Christmas is right around the corner and we got our store open.
We've stocked our shelves with Christmas products, man. If you need anything Christmas-wise, then this is the place to look. Boy, do we have a lot of things. What are some of the things we have, Harry?
Oh, boy, do we have things. In just one Christmas tree decoration, there are thousands of things. In just one, Steve. You got bits of sparkle, glue, molecules, atoms, quarks, bits of hair, you know, etc. So when you buy just one Christmas ball from us, just think what you're getting, Steve. Thousands of things for the price of one.
I sort of meant, what are some of the bigger things we have?
Ah, the bigger things. Well, we have the North Pole. That's for sale.
Wait, when did we get that in?
Some Arctic explorer needed some ready cash, so he sold it to us at cost. He brought it back with him on his last trip up there.
Well, where is it?
I put it in the bin with the other poles. Right here, Steve. Barber poles, 10-foot poles, telephone poles. Ah, here it is. Ah!
I thought it would look more impressive.
No need, Steve. So few people ever visited.
But how will the world know where the North Pole is if it's not at the North Pole?
Steve, the North Pole is always where the North Pole is.
You mean we're standing right now at the North Pole?
That's right. Look, there's the North Pole we're standing at. This is the North Pole.
But I thought Santa lives at the North Pole.
He does. He's probably on his way here now with all of his elves and toys. He's got to go where the pole is, Steve. Got to go where the pole is.
Look, just get rid of that thing. That's the last thing we need. Santa crowding his way into the store. I have enough trouble keeping track of my inventory without him coming in here with enough toys to supply the world's children.
Okay, Steve. I'll just, throw it out the door here. Sayonara, Pooh! Okay, Steve, that's done.
Look, while the door's open, put these Christmas bells up so when people come in it'll jingle. It'll be a nice little Christmas thing.
Right on, boss. Here we go. Pick them up here.
And while we're waiting for our first customer, why don't you start unpacking angels?
Okay, boss.
Hold it, our first customer. May I help you?
Yes, you may. I'm looking for a Christmas present for my horse.
What did you have in mind?
He's interested in the violin. I bought him one last month. I thought a nice instructional booklet on proper bowing techniques, you know, would just perfect.
Harry, you want to check our music books?
I'm already ahead of Dave, but I'm having trouble finding our violin for horse instructional booklet. That horse isn't a cow, by some chance, is he?
No, he's definitely a horse.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I have a book here teaching cows to play flute. Well, how about a chicken?
No, he's not a chicken.
Because I found an oboe book here. Oboe made easy for chickens.
Come on, Harry, stop wasting the man's time. Do we have the violin book or don't we?
Ah, wait, I found it. Oh, a little dusty. but it's new, Steve. Here we go. Ways to hold the violin, proper bowing techniques. Here's a whole chapter on fingering. Well, I mean hoofing.
Excellent. My horse will really get a kick out of this.
Well, don't let him kick the horn or, you know, he'll break the fiddle.
How much do I owe you?
$325.
Very good. Here you are. Thank you so much. Bye now. See you later.
Bye-bye. Harry, we really have a music book on how to teach a chicken how to play oboe?
Yeah, we do, Steve. We also have Pigs Learn to Play Trumpet with Easy Arrangements of Silent Night, We Three Kings, and other Christmas songs.
Wow. I'd love to see a pig playing trumpet.
We three kings from Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded. We two kings from Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded.
I, one king from Orient are
smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded. Silent night.
Tell you what's happening here. We've opened up our special section of the store that features Christmas items for the discerning shopper. If you're having trouble deciding, you know, what to get members of your family, you may want to stop by and do some browsing. We have just about everything you could think of, right, Hal?
Right, Steve.
For instance, reindeer.
Don't call me deer.
Not only reindeer, but we have snow deer and ice deer, too.
I said stop calling me deer!
Well, actually, the reindeer become ice deer after they freeze.
Stop calling me deer!
Yes, dear.
Ah, another customer. What can we do you?
Yes, I'm making my traditional Christmas fruitcake, but I thought this year I would spice it up a bit. I heard that you have other types of fruit.
Yeah, sure we do. In fact, we have a source of fruit that I don't think you'll find anywhere else. We have grafted two pieces of fruit together to make something entirely new.
Really? I'm very interested in that.
Perhaps your Christmas fruitcake could use this?
Oh, what a strange fruit that is. What's it called?
It's a greach.
Heavens to Betsy, I've never heard of it.
Well, a greach is a grape and a peach smushed together, hence greach.
Fascinating. I'll take 2 pounds of that, please.
Harry, start weighing this fruit while I show her some more produce. Here's a cocoa cot.
A what?
A cocoa cot. It's a coconut and an apricot fused together.
I'll take 2 of them.
Uh-huh. How about a chair?
No, thank you. I'll stand.
No, I mean this piece of fruit. It's called a chair. Look at this. It's a pear and a cherry melded together, hence a chair.
My fruitcake will be the talk of the town this year.
And here's a banapple. It's a red round banana.
Give me a bunch.
Harry, you have everything?
Yeah, put it together, Steve. That'll be 7:45.
Thank you so much. This year my family will finally eat my fruitcake instead of using it as a doorstop. Here's your money. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Another satisfied customer.
Yeah, it's nice to spread good cheer, Steve. Especially during the Christmas season.
Yeah. Harry, listen, while we're waiting for another customer, why don't you inventory our milk and cookies? People buy a lot of milk and cookies around this time for when Santa comes and visits.
No wonder he's so fat, Steve. By the end of Christmas night, he's eaten about 8 billion cookies, I guess.
Yeah, no. Oh, another customer. Tuck your shirt in, will you?
Hello, I'm looking for a Santa Claus costume.
No problem. Harry, bring out the Santa Claus costume.
Yes, sir.
I volunteered this year to be Santa.
Here it is, Steve.
You want to try it on?
Wait a second. These are pajamas with little spaceships on them.
Yeah?
I asked for a Santa costume.
Yeah?
These are pajamas.
Right, they're Santa's pajamas. What, you think he's going to wear the same thing all the time? This is what he wears at night.
But I don't want his pajamas. I want his suit.
Oh, his suit, Harry. The suit.
Coming up, Steve! I'm going to get it right now!
I show up at the lodge with pajamas. No one will know it's Santa.
They will if they're large pajamas.
Here's Santa's suit.
That's not his suit. Those are matching pants and jacket with a red tie.
Yeah?
And you have a black vest with it, too.
Yeah? This is his power suit.
I want the red suit. The one he wears when he's delivering presents on Christmas Eve.
You sure you don't want the chicken costume that he wears when he goes to Halloween parties?
No!
You don't want the skimpy bathing suit that he wears when he works as a lifeguard on the Cape during the summer?
No!
You don't want the gorilla costume that he wears around the house when just sort of feels like it?
I want a red suit!
Sorry. We're all out of those.
A Tall Christmas Tale. Several years ago, I spent the first part of the winter in a cabin on 3 Mile Mountain, which is just about the coldest spot south of North. In fact, the only thing to break the wind between the North Pole and the little pine tree that stood beside my cabin door was a 2-strand barbed wire fence about 100 miles away. And that year, 1 strand was down, so it was uncommonly cold. But I was doing all right. I had plenty of warm clothes and lots of firewood. My cupboard was full of beans and biscuit flour. I had no reason to complain. But when it got close to Christmas, I began to wish for something a little fancier to eat. I guess I was feeling a bit homesick. I was thinking about all the fine meals I'd eaten at the family table on Christmas. So the day before Christmas, I decided to hunt me up a wild turkey to roast for Christmas dinner. Early in the morning, I built up the fire in my cabin so it would be nice and warm for me when I got back. And I set out with my shotgun. Golly, it was cold. The air kind of crackled around me as I walked through it. Sort of like breaking through the thin skin of ice on a puddle. But I figured things had to warm up as the day went on. I figured wrong. It got colder and colder, until finally I could scarcely break my way through the frozen air. If there were any turkeys in all that country, they weren't about to show their faces on such a cold day. So I decided to return to my cabin. When I got back to the cabin, what do you suppose I saw? There, at the very top of the pine tree beside my cabin door, perched a big, fat gobbler. Well, I said to myself, I guess I believe in Santa Claus after all. I upped with my gun and cut loose. There wasn't a sound. It was so cold, the report from my shot was frozen in the air before it reached my ears. And the buckshot only traveled about 10 feet from the barrel of my gun. Then it lost traction in the icy air and came sliding back toward me. I ducked my head just in time, or I wouldn't be here to tell you about it. If my hat hadn't been frozen to my head, it would have been knocked off. Well, I'd had enough of that cold. I decided to spend the rest of the day inside by the fire. I stomped into the cabin and pulled off my gloves and held my hands up close to the flames. I didn't feel a thing, but I knew my hands weren't frozen because I could bend the knuckles. Then I noticed the flames weren't moving. The fire in my fireplace was frozen solid. The flames just stood there like upside-down icicles, giving off a pale orange glow. I reached in and broke one off. Snap! I held it in my hand. It didn't burn me at all. It was perfectly smooth and hard and a little bit slippery. In fact, the flame slid right out of my hand and hit the big rock in front of the fireplace and shattered into 100 pieces. Each little chip of flame was glowing orange or yellow or pale blue. You know what that reminded me of? Christmas lights. Shiny Christmas lights that people in their comfortable homes in towns and cities all over the country had hanging on their Christmas trees. I said to myself, maybe I can't have turkey for Christmas dinner. Maybe I can't be warm and comfortable, but by golly, I'm going to have a Christmas tree. I tied a short piece of string to each chip of fire that lay there on the hearth rock. Then I went outside and hung them all over the pine tree by the cabin door, from the bottom branches, high up as I could reach. And that made me feel some better. I went back inside and piled every blanket I could find on the bed and climbed in. I figured I'd just stay there under the covers until it warmed up a bit. Well, I must have been worn out by all that cold, because I fell asleep and slept the whole day away, and the night too. I didn't wake up until the next morning when I heard a shotgun go off. Bang! I dived under the bed wondering who was after me and for what. Then as my senses came back to me, I understood what had happened. The cold had let up some, and the air was warm enough for the sound of my shot from the day before to thaw out. I pulled myself from under the bed and I walked to the door. When I opened it, I was struck by a blast of heat. My frozen fire had thawed out, too, and set the pine tree ablaze. It's a pure wonder the whole cabin didn't go up in flames with it. I was turning away from the door, feeling about as foolish as a man who looks into a gas tank with a lighted match, when I noticed a delicious smell. I looked up, and sure enough, the fire had cooked the turkey at the top of the tree, roasted it to a turn. I got me a long pole and knocked the turkey from the tree and got things ready for a Christmas feast. But you know, that poor bird was so starved that the more of it I ate, the hungrier I got. I must have downed 10 pounds of turkey until I felt so hollow my stomach thought my throat had been cut. Well, that was the last straw. I whipped up a quick batch of biscuits and ate my fill. Then I packed my gear and left that place, swearing a petrified oath to myself that I'd spend the rest of my Christmases at home where I belong.
Patreon.com/Steve Charney is where you go if you want to be a patron. That's it. That's all I got to say. Patreon.com/Steve Charney.
This is the general store that we've opened up. I'm Steve Charney, by the way. We have the largest inventory of any store in the world. I don't know if you're aware of this. Bloomingdale's looks like a corner newsstand compared to us. Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade looks like a short walk to your mailbox and slippers and a bathrobe compared to our parade around Christmas. Boy, do we have a parade around here. For instance, our floats make the Macy's Parade floats look like little soap bubbles. I mean, our floats are so floaty that our floats carrying floats.
Yeah, that's because we don't stop with just a Bugs Bunny. When we have Bugs, we also render all his internal organs as well. Bugs Bunny's heart and liver are floats also. There they are floating around inside him, along with his pancreas and his appendix.
No, not his appendix, Harry. Don't you remember we took that out when he was having some pains?
Right. Well, the point is our floats are as realistic as possible.
Tell him about the moon float.
Right. That's the actual moon. We just attach a long cord to the real moon, and since it's already floating, it makes a perfect addition to the parade.
We do the same with the clouds, birds, and sun. We just tie a rope around them, and we have a ready-made float. And the people watching are from all walks of life, too.
Right. Not just life, also skips and crawls of life. We have creatures from the Brazilian rainforest make the pilgrimage to us just to see our parade.
Right. Aliens from other solar systems hover over us as we march down the street, putting on a show to end all shows. Hey, a customer. Nix the parade talk. Hello, may we help you?
Yes, sir, you may. I'm looking for some Christmas seals.
Harry, do you want to see if we have any Christmas seals in the back?
Right on, Steve. I'll be right back.
He'll be right with you, sir. He's checking.
Oh, wait a second. We don't have any Christmas seals. But we have a few Hanukkah chickens.
No, I need the seals.
How about an Easter bunny?
I need a seal.
A Valentine's Day walrus?
It's Christmas soon. What do I need a walrus for?
They make wonderful pets.
So do the seals. I need them for my envelopes.
You put a seal on your envelope?
No, I use him to lick them shut for me.
We have a New Year's Day pig.
Could you use a pig? I've had him lick my envelopes in the past. He doesn't do too bad a job with it either.
Well, I suppose I'll have to make do.
Bring in the pig, Har.
All right, here you go. Lucky for you, sir, it's a two-for-one day.
Well, $10 for the first one, and as Harry said, the second one is free.
Thanks, sir. Well, here you go.
Thank you. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
Okay, down, boy. Down, down, down.
I think he's going to enjoy that, don't you, Harry?
Yes, Steve.
By the way, have you fed the Hanukkah chicken lately?
Yeah, except she only eats a rare type of grain found in the arid deserts of Palestine, and we're running out of it.
Well, I guess we'll just have to order more, won't we? Ah. Another customer. Hello, can we assist you?
Well, I certainly hope so. I've been going up and down this block, stopping in one store after another, looking for the spirit of Christmas.
Ah, you want the true spirit of Christmas. So many people are looking for that at this time.
Well, can you help me, young man?
Well, I believe we can. Harry, show her where we keep the true spirit of Christmas.
Right here. Go ahead. Take it.
And this pen is the true spirit of Christmas?
Well, yeah, you can have this too.
What does this have to do with the spirit of Christmas, young man?
Well, here's something you can give your kid.
Can't afford to pay for all these things.
Who said you had to pay for them? Go ahead, take them, enjoy.
But I came in here to find the true spirit of Christmas, not come out with a handful of gadgets.
Okay, maybe you want some sheet music instead. Here's a book of lovely Christmas carols. Take it, enjoy it. Or some fruit. Want some fruit? Here's a bag. Fill it up with whatever we have. In fact, walk up and down the aisles. Take whatever you want.
Will I find the true spirit of Christmas on one of these shelves?
You'll find it on all the shelves.
Are you trying to tell me that the true spirit of Christmas is all these material objects? That's all it is? VCRs and computer games and all the other stuff you have?
What? No, of course not. It's not the objects. It's in the giving of the objects. Wasn't that obvious?
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. Merry Christmas, everybody. And you can hear this podcast on iTunes. Check out my YouTube channel. You can hear it also on Podomatic. Go to iTunes and, you know, up in the search bar, just type in Conversations with My Dummy, and you can hear it on Patreon.com. Okay, and of course, that's where you become a patron of the show. Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. Did I already say that already? And... oh, visit my Facebook page, too. Stephen Harry Conversations with My Dummy. My website, stevecharney.com. For CDs and books for sale. And, well, Harry, you got anything to say?
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
No joke?
Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, man, that wasn't even worth telling.